Bet Your Life, written by Evan Green and read by Steve Shanahan. Kelso Honeycutt thought, any woman who was such an easy pickup was bound to make a rotten wife. He'd met Laura while sweeping leaves from his courtyard. He'd opened the gate and without looking swept the leaves straight onto the footpath and onto the feet of this tall, good-looking woman who was walking by. They'd had dinner that night, got married 2 months later, and now she'd left him. He said nothing all day, not even to his partner. He waited until they were at the pub that night, sitting in their usual corner. Jerry Montague seemed to think it was a joke. Honeycutt had to repeat the story. Laura had gone.
Gone? You mean as in gone to visit her sister?
Montague sipped his beer, mixing doubt with the froth.
Or do you mean she's really left you, like she's never coming back again?
Gone for good. At least that's what she said. They were silent for a while, each studying a different wall. There were a few other men in the lounge bar, regulars who drifted in after office hours. The television in the other corner was showing the evening news, and someone called out for the barman to turn up the volume.
Women are always leaving home, Montague said, his eyes drawn to the screen.
All my wives did, many times. Another sip. His mouth twitched, anxious to smile. You're not me, Jerry, and Laura's not one of your multitude of ex-wives. Montague frowned, matching Honeycutt's mood.
When did she leave?
Last night. He lifted his glass but put it down again without drinking. I was stupid to marry her. She's a tart. Montague kept watching the TV. From somewhere in the world, a tall building was on fire. Not much of a story, but good images. She's been seeing another man.
She told you that?
Honeycutt shook his head. But I know. This time he drank deeply and rapidly. She's been seeing him for a while. You can sense these things. I should have woken up to it earlier.
You accused her of seeing another man?
Last night. Which is why the lady left.
Lady?
Honeycutt laughed bitterly, and the man who was trying to hear the news glanced at him. She turned on a fine show of outrage, he continued, speaking softly. My wife's a great actress, Jerry. She was the picture of injured innocence.
You could be jumping to conclusions. A jealous husband can easily make a bloody fool of himself.
I've been a bloody fool for a long time. I've been blind. There have been signs. I was just too stupid to read them.
So,
Montague spread his fingers as though playing a chord on the table. Here's the story. You accuse her of seeing another man. She denies it and takes umbrage. She walks out. He paused. First time, or has she done it before?